Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
All righty, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. What a thrilling game in the NCAA tournament Saturday evening. And it did go to double overtime. And when the game did end, Creighton was the winner, 86-73 over the Oregon Ducks. And now joining us is Stephen Ashworth, a guard for the Creighton Blue Jays, who will be playing in the Sweet 16 coming up later in the week. And he not only made some big three-pointers down the stretch of that thrilling double overtime victory, but he led the Blue Jays in scoring with 21 points. First and foremost, Stephen, thanks so much for coming on. And congratulations on what was a crazy game the other evening.
Thanks, Zach. Happy to be here. It definitely was a thriller, and it's why we all love March so much.
How do you kind of process that one? You've had it sink in kind of on Sunday, and now you've had another day to think about it. When you look back at that game, just what does it come to mind, really, with the performance by the team?
Yeah, a lot of pride and gratitude for just the opportunities to be in those types of moments and to be in those types of games and to be able to be a part of this team. That there's so many guys that step up in big time moments in that game specifically and throughout the entire season. And so reflecting back on it, I think it's a great confidence boost towards the fact that, all right, we got more games to play and we're able to eke out a win that maybe looked, as Coach Mack said, a little bleak a few times down the stretch. But that's what's so great about this Creighton team is that there's a lot of heart and a lot of resilience.
And I think it also speaks to the toughness of this group. Just what makes this group so tough? Because like you said, it looked like things weren't going your guys' way, and then tough teams find a way to pull out a victory like you guys did on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it comes down to experience. When you've been in moments like that before, you can rely back on previous experiences and learn from it and apply into that new situation. All right, what did we learn? And this group's got a lot of experience. And with that comes toughness, comes high IQ, comes playmaking that I think has benefited us throughout the entire season. And so when I look back on how tough this team is, a lot of it is credit to just the amount of opportunities we've had to play in high-level basketball games.
Usually in these long runs in March Madness in this tournament, you've seen teams win a game that maybe they could have lost, and then that finds a different gear for your program. Do you feel like there is a different gear that this group is capable of, and maybe that could be put on display Friday evening?
Yeah, I mean, this group has played some high-level basketball games, and there's been some games that we haven't played our best basketball. I think within that game on Saturday night, we saw a little bit of both. With our ability to go on a 15-0 run in that second overtime, it's you know, I'd consider that pretty high level. And then at the other end, we in the first half, we couldn't buy a bucket, it seemed like. And so I do think that this team has another gear, and hoping to get that put together this week and hopefully show it on Friday night.
Steven Ashworth here with us. He had 21 points in Creighton's double overtime victory. My favorite sequence of the game was in double overtime. You hit the three, then Kalkbrenner hits the three as well. Just take a look back when you guys were able to get back-to-back three-point shots in.
Yeah, that was huge. I remember my three-pointer was coming off of a possession before where I came off the ball screen and missed a wide-open three-pointer that I felt like I should have hit. And thankfully, Trey was able to draw two defenders, which he does a lot of times for us, and made the kick out, and I was able to knock down the three. And then we got a stop and coming down the other way. A little bit of a broken play, but we knew that if we got it to Kalk, we'd be able to run off some ball screens or pin downs, and him he could find the open guy. And it turned out he was the open guy, and he let that thing fly and knocked it down. And that was the momentum that we needed to carry us on throughout the rest of that second overtime.
You know, I got a chance to see you guys play a little bit on TV during the regular season. I know the Big East tournament didn't go your way, but I was in the building for that. And when I watch you in person, you see the toughness that you possess. You see the confidence that you have on the court. Where does that come from individually for Steven Ashworth when you look back and people see you play? A lot of people refer to you as a tough, confident player.
Yeah, I think that it's been instilled in me throughout a lot of coaches, a lot of teammates, and a lot of hours of practice, honestly. Playing it, I'd say that, you know, the highest level of college basketball in the Sweet 16, in the Big East, doesn't come without somebody that's either really, really talented and really, really big or really, really skilled. And, you know, I'm not really, really big, and so it must have been the latter. And with that, I think comes my confidence that, you know what, I've spent a lot of time in the gym trying to perfect my craft and trying to become the best basketball player I can be. And I understand areas that I'm great, and I understand areas that I lack. And so I just try to always stay confident and play towards those things that I'm great at. And I think that continues to give me the confidence. And a huge shout out to my teammates for always staying confident in me.
Talking to Steven Ashworth right now, Creighton is off to the Sweet 16 once again. I know you transferred in this season coming over from Utah State, but this group, when you take a look back at Creighton, they remembered last year getting to the Elite Eight and coming up 1 point short, losing to San Diego State with a trip to the Final Four on the line. You being an outsider, then making this home, did you kind of sense the fire that was really burning in this team to just get back to March and maybe right or wrong from a year ago?
Yeah, no doubt. I think that it's one of the reasons why I came here. I understood that those group of guys that went to the Elite Eight were most likely going to be coming back. And so when I was in the transfer portal talking with Coach Mack and the other coaches, they really just painted the picture of, look, this is the story we want to be telling for this next season. This is what we want to accomplish. This is where we want to be. And we believe you can be a big part of that. And so when I made that decision, it's just really, you look back and it's one of those moments where you got to be grateful to God for just providing opportunities like this, because it doesn't come to everybody. It really is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be playing college basketball even. And then nonetheless, to be having a chance to play in the Elite Eight back-to-back seasons for this Creighton men's basketball team. And so it's a huge reason why I came here. And there's definitely a fire around the guys, the program, the atmosphere, the culture. Everybody wants to be battling for that game and not right the wrong, but, you know, change the outcome in a way from what it was a year ago. And, you know, we can only play in that game if we have a really, really good game against Tennessee on Friday night.
You came into a group that, like you were saying, that had some success together with Kalkbrenner. I know Baylor is now second year in the program. You had Trey Alexander as well. That's not always easy. I know it's the state of the sport with the transfer portal, but why do you think Steven Ashworth was able to fit in so seamlessly and develop that chemistry rather quickly?
Yeah, I think I came pretty early on in the summer. As soon as I committed, me and my wife, Peyton, we decided to move out here about a month and a half before workouts even started. And so some of the guys were still in town, got to build relationships with them on and off the court. And then we had a summer trip to the Bahamas, which you get every 3 or 4 years as a program. And so I think that that was a really big kind of stepping stone into getting more minutes with them, more time on the court, more time off the court, to kind of just build that friendship and those relationships that would then benefit us with that high level of chemistry that we display on the court and high level of confidence in each other. And so I've always tried to be a teammate that believes in my teammates. And when you come to a program like Creighton, you can see all the work ethic that they put in outside of practice. So it's easy to believe in those guys, and they do a great job of performing at the highest level when it matters most.
What have you really learned under the tutelage of Coach McDermott this past season? What impact has he made on your basketball career?
Yeah, Coach Mack has done an unbelievable job of just teaching even more so the in-depth of X's and O's and schemes, game plans. He's really good at understanding what our team does well and where we can try to exploit our opponent. And then at the same time, he also has a great perspective on life outside of basketball, and remembering that, you know, basketball is something that we do for a living, you could say, and then it's not necessarily who we are, right? I'm not just a basketball player. I'm an individual. I'm a student. I'm a husband. A lot of things outside of that. And Coach Mack's done a really good job of making sure that we stay steady throughout the highs and stay steady throughout the lows, because there's been adversity this season. There's been, you know, a lot of highs this season. So just having to stay level-headed and keep trusting the process. And those are probably the two things that I've really taken away from Coach Mack this season.
Wrapping up with Stephen Ashworth, he was leading scorer for Creighton in their double overtime thrilling victory up against the Ducks of Oregon. Creighton going to be going up against Tennessee later in the week as they try to punch another ticket to the Elite Eight. You know, I'm just curious, you being the first year for you in the Big East, and right, UConn's the number one overall seed. We see Marquette is now in the Sweet 16, you guys in the Sweet 16 as well. There were some schools that felt they were left out from the Big East, and I thought they should have at least, bare minimum, got one more school in. I know you're focused on what Creighton can control, and you guys are focused on getting to a Final Four and maybe even a championship game, but do you feel at all a little bit added pressure when some of the other Big East schools that you did go up against and you know how good they are were left out of the tournament just to give the Big East a good showing in this March Madness?
You know, I think any time that you come into a tournament, you're always trying to represent your conference, because it is such a big deal going into the next season and even the season after that, of how well did the conferences do. And, you know, obviously it's up to the selection committee and they have their processes. And I don't know what the secret sauce is. I'm, you know, grateful that we got in and was able to put together a season that, you know, resulted in a great seed in the NCAA tournament. But at the same time, there's definitely just that motivation that we want to represent what we all believe is the best conference in college basketball. And I don't think it's a secret that the Big East has a lot of pride about the style of basketball that we play. And there's a lot of good teams in the Big East this season that you go in and you're on the road. It's going to be a hostile environment. And, you know, there's some teams in the Big East that didn't get in that are some of the best basketball teams I've ever played against in my college career. And so, you know, to be able to say that and for them not to be in the big dance is just a testament to how skilled and how good the Big East really is. And so it's cool to see that we've got the three teams that were accepted and invited into the tournament are still dancing, and hopefully that continues for a few more weeks.
Last thing I'll ask you, Stephen Ashworth, the opponent coming up later in the week, Tennessee. We know Dalton Knecht, another transfer, unbelievable rise, going to be a top 15 pick in the draft this summer and is the SEC player of the year. But you look at the Tennessee team as a whole, what are some things that jump out to you? What do you think are some challenges that could be presented your way coming up on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with the man that you just mentioned, very skilled player. Honestly, have watched him outside of the scope of even just, oh, we're going to be matched up against him, you know, earlier in the year. Watching some of those SEC games, especially after we played Alabama, kind of checking in and seeing what they did when they matched up with each other. And then, you know, Zakai Ziegler, really talented point guard, great defender, up with, you know, I believe with Ryan Kalkbrenner for Naismith Defensive Player of the Year. And so they've got a lot of skill on the defensive end, a lot of athleticism and length. And then on the offensive end, some skilled and talented players as well. So a really complete team that, obviously, I don't know everything about it. Hopefully this week we'll be able to get the scout down and understand where we can go from there.
Well, heck of a performance on Saturday once again. Congratulations and good luck as the week continues to move forward. Appreciate you doing this for a few minutes.
Thanks so much, Zach. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.